Mindfulness Meditation, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. Weaknesses in Training and Mindfulness Meditation. Mendicants, there are these five weaknesses when you're training. What five? Killing living creatures, stealing, sexual misconduct, lying, and consuming beer, wine, and liquor intoxicants. These are the five weaknesses when you're training. To give up these five weaknesses in your training, you should develop the four kinds of mindfulness meditation. What for? It's when a mendicant meditates by observing an aspect of the body, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of feelings, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of the mind, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of principles, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. To give up those five weaknesses in your training, you should develop these four kinds of mindfulness meditation. Hindrances. Mendicants, there are these five hindrances. What five? Sensual desire, ill will, dullness and drowsiness, restlessness and remorse and doubt. These are the five hindrances. To give up these five hindrances, you should develop the four kinds of mindfulness meditation. What for? It's when a mendicant meditates by observing an aspect of the body, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of feelings, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of the mind, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of principles, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. To give up those five hindrances, you should develop these four kinds of mindfulness meditation. Kinds of sensual stimulation. Mendicants, there are these five kinds of sensual stimulation. What five? Sights known by the eye, which are likeable, desirable, agreeable, pleasant, sensual, and arousing. Sounds known by the ear, which are likeable, desirable, agreeable, pleasant, sensual, and arousing. Smells known by the nose, which are likeable, desirable, agreeable, pleasant, sensual, and arousing. Tastes known by the tongue, which are likeable, desirable, agreeable, pleasant, sensual, and arousing. Touches known by the body, which are likeable, desirable, agreeable, pleasant, sensual, and arousing. These are the five kinds of sensual stimulation. To give up these five kinds of sensual stimulation, you should develop the four kinds of mindfulness meditation. What for? It's when a mendicant meditates by observing an aspect of the body, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of feelings, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of the mind, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of principles, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. To give up those five kinds of sensual stimulation, you should develop these four kinds of mindfulness meditation. Grasping aggregates. Mendicants, there are these five grasping aggregates. What five? The grasping aggregates of form, feeling, perception, choices, and consciousness. These are the five grasping aggregates. To give up these five grasping aggregates, you should develop the four kinds of mindfulness meditation. What for? It's when a mendicant meditates by observing an aspect of the body, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of feelings, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of the mind, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of principles, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. To give up these five grasping aggregates, you should develop the four kinds of mindfulness meditation. Lower fetters. Mendicants, there are five lower fetters. What five? Substantialist view, doubt, misapprehension of precepts and observances, sensual desire, and ill will. These are the five lower fetters. To give up these five lower fetters, you should develop the four kinds of mindfulness meditation. What for? It's when a mendicant meditates by observing an aspect of the body, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of feelings, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of the mind, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of principles, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. To give up these five lower fetters, you should develop the four kinds of mindfulness meditation. Places of rebirth. Mendicants, there are five destinations. What five? Hell, the animal realm, the ghost realm, humanity, and the gods. These are the five destinations. To give up these five destinations, you should develop the four kinds of mindfulness meditation. What for? It's when a mendicant meditates by observing an aspect of the body, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of feelings, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of the mind, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of principles, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. To give up these five destinations, you should develop the four kinds of mindfulness meditation. Stinginess. Mendicants, there are these five kinds of stinginess. What five? Stinginess with dwellings, families, material things, praise, and the teaching. These are the five kinds of stinginess. To give up these five kinds of stinginess, you should develop the four kinds of mindfulness meditation. What for? It's when a mendicant meditates by observing an aspect of the body, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of feelings, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of the mind, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of principles, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. To give up these five kinds of stinginess, you should develop the four kinds of mindfulness meditation. Higher fetters. Mendicants, there are five higher fetters. What five? Desire for rebirth in the realm of luminous form. Desire for rebirth in the formless realm. Conceit, restlessness, and ignorance. These are the five higher fetters. To give up these five higher fetters, you should develop the four kinds of mindfulness meditation. What for? It's when a mendicant meditates by observing an aspect of the body, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of feelings, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of the mind, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of principles, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. To give up these five higher fetters, you should develop the four kinds of mindfulness meditation. Hard-heartedness. Mendicants, there are five kinds of hard-heartedness. What five? Firstly, a mendicant has doubts about the teacher. They're uncertain, undecided, and lacking confidence. This being so, their mind doesn't incline toward keenness, commitment, persistence, and striving. This is the first kind of hard-heartedness. Furthermore, a mendicant has doubts about the teaching. They're uncertain, undecided, and lacking confidence. This being so, their mind doesn't incline toward keenness, commitment, persistence, and striving. This is the second kind of hard-heartedness. Furthermore, a mendicant has doubts about the Sangha. They're uncertain, undecided, and lacking confidence. This being so, their mind doesn't incline toward keenness, commitment, persistence, and striving. This is the third kind of hard-heartedness. Furthermore, a mendicant has doubts about the training. They're uncertain, undecided, and lacking confidence. This being so, their mind doesn't incline toward keenness, commitment, persistence, and striving. This is the fourth kind of hard-heartedness. Furthermore, a mendicant is angry and upset with their spiritual companions, resentful and closed off. This being so, their mind doesn't incline toward keenness, commitment, persistence, and striving. This is the fifth kind of hard-heartedness. To give up these five kinds of hard-heartedness, you should develop the four kinds of mindfulness meditation. What for? It's when a mendicant meditates by observing an aspect of the body, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of feelings, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of the mind, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of principles, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. To give up these five kinds of hard-heartedness, you should develop these four kinds of mindfulness meditation. Shackles of the heart. Mendicants, there are these five shackles of the heart. What five? Firstly, a mendicant isn't free of greed, desire, fondness, thirst, passion, and craving for sensual pleasures. This being so, their mind doesn't incline toward keenness, commitment, persistence, and striving. This is the first shackle of the heart. Furthermore, a mendicant isn't free of greed for the body. This being so, their mind doesn't incline toward keenness, commitment, persistence, and striving. This is the second shackle of the heart. Furthermore, they're not free of greed for form. This being so, their mind doesn't incline toward keenness, commitment, persistence, and striving. This is the third shackle of the heart. Furthermore, they eat as much as they like until their belly is full, then indulge in the pleasures of sleeping, lying down, and drowsing. This being so, their mind doesn't incline toward keenness, commitment, persistence, and striving. This is the fourth shackle of the heart. Furthermore, they lead the spiritual life, wishing to be reborn in one of the orders of gods. By this precept or observance, or fervent austerity, or spiritual life, may I become one of the gods. This being so, their mind doesn't incline toward keenness, commitment, persistence, and striving. This is the fifth shackle of the heart. These are the five shackles of the heart. To give up these five shackles of the heart, you should develop the four kinds of mindfulness meditation. What for? Is when a mendicant meditates by observing an aspect of the body, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of feelings, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of the mind, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of principles, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of covetousness and displeasure for the world. To give up these five shackles of the heart, you should develop these four kinds of mindfulness meditation.